The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
This is Bob Tharp from Johns Creek, Georgia.
This is Ashley Tharp from Johns Creek, Georgia, and we listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 465 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on today's show is Michelle Scribner-McLean and Chris Eliopoulos. And we are continuing with Love It or Shove It. It's a game that we put together, and we hope that you are enjoying it. And we're also hoping that you play along with us on Facebook as we bring up topics and we talk about whether or not we would like to love it or we would like to shove it. This is also talking about Run Disney stuff as well as Disney's stuff. So without further ado, let's get back to Love It or Shove It. We're moving on. So how far? Do you like it so far?
Yeah, I think you're very creative.
Yeah, keep going.
I can see why you're busy all day with this.
There we go. Next one. Love it or shove it. I'm calling this Run Disney Relay Race Options. So Run Disney will offer to all runners the opportunity to do any length race as a two-person relay race. So for instance, any distance, 5K through the marathon, you would split the distances by 50% with another person. You would have a partner. So you would have a two-person team. Now, each runner would have to register for this special relay option, and it would be not the full race price, but 75% of that price. So each person on that team would have to register and spend 75% of the full registration price. Both would get medals. Both would get shirts. Chris, love it or shove it.
Clarification, would they get the same medal? Or the same
medal. It's the same. It's a special relay medal.
Okay.
Special relay shirt, like what happened in 2012, 11.
Okay.
Chris?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to logistically think. Like from a runner's point of view, it's great. I think there are people who have gotten to a certain level or they want to share something with somebody. But I think logistically for Disney, it's not a winning solution. You've got a lot more logistics when you're dealing with two people running a race. You're going to have to set up more stations to switch out and then get people to those stations out there. Remember how hard it was? I don't know if it was hard, but it was a little crazy when they did the Chip and Dale.
Oh, yeah.
And you had to meet out somewhere out in the middle of nowhere. So you're now talking about moving people out. And then, you're paying $75, but now Disney's got to buy two medals instead of one, so they're going to start losing money there, and the two shirts. I think for them it's a money loss, and I would suggest maybe it's like a cool thing to do once in a blue moon, but I got to say shove it for the sake that I think it's not going to be something that Disney would do.
Yeah, you might be right, because otherwise we'd probably see it by now.
Yeah. Michelle?
I don't really care how Disney puts it together, but I think that anything that enables more people to run the race that they want to race is a good thing. And it would just mean more medals for people, different medals. And yeah. I know that the Chip and Dale one that I have is one of the most special ones that I have. Really, really enjoyed that race. It was really kind of unusual. And Chris, you actually made a shirt for us to run that race. Do you remember?
And I make so many people so many shirts.
You are so wonderful. You're beloved by all.
And so humble.
Yes, and so humble too. But I think the more options and the more different options, the better. I say bring it on. Disney can figure it out.
Well, who knows? There may be more options in this show.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. Michelle, I want you to comment on this one first. We're sticking with Run Disney, and I'm calling this the Run Disney Photo Fast Pass. Love it or shove it?
Love it. Wait, what?
For $100 on any race weekend, there will be a very special shirt offered, a running shirt. It's $100, and you would wear that running shirt. It would follow the theme of the weekend, okay? And it would give you special access, or let's call it a photo fast pass, to special characters on each race course for that race weekend. Now, here's the thing. Those people who don't have this shirt, they don't even know what the character is, because at each photo opportunity, this character will be hidden from everybody. It will be a character that nobody has seen quite a bit on a race course. It could be, oh, I don't know, name a special character that you've never seen. It could be Wally. It could be BB-8, you know. It could be someone who, you know, usually has long lines, but it's $100, you get a special shirt, and you get a fast pass to these characters. Michelle, love it or shove it?
I think you know what I'm going to say. I actually mentioned this to you a few days ago. I am just not a stop for the characters type of person. Even in the parks, if there's more than a 15-minute wait for a character, I do not stop. And that's different when my kids were younger, and, you know, like my son wanted to see Buzz Lightyear, I'd wait in line with him. I think it's awesome. I love seeing other people's photos. It's just not something that's super important to me, because mm-hmm. even when I do get a character picture, I very rarely look at it again.
What are you going to do with it?
Yeah, so, I mean, I know that your friend Sue stops for, like, goes to every race and stops for every character. It's not, I love it as an option for people. Again, you know, building on the last question, if it gives people more choices.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I'll say love it, but it's not something that I would right. personally partake in.
I think you speak for a lot of people. Chris?
Yeah, I think I'm in agreement with Michelle this time. I'm not a big stopper to take pictures with characters, but I think just like the race retreat, where, you know, you have the option, you don't have to have it, but it's a great thing if that's what you love, that you can go and just get a quick picture with somebody instead of having to wait on a long line with you know, 100 other people and screw up your time and your pace and stuff like that. So if it's that important to somebody, they will pay for it, and I think it's something that people would pay for. Love it.
Okay. Moving on. The next topic is going to be entitled Special Dinner Package Annual Pass. So this is a yet another annual pass flavor. This would be a dining package annual pass that would enable you to get discounts for such things as the Candlelight Processional, maybe the Rivers of Light dining package, dessert parties, anything along those lines. The cost would be $250 per person, and having that annual pass, special dinner package annual pass, gives you 25% off the rack rates. What do you think, Michelle? No, I'll go with Chris first. Chris?
I don't do them often enough that I would spend $1,000 for mm-hmm. the chance to take some off. If it were, say, like Tables in Wonderland, where you buy, you know, a $75 pass that you could use any time of the year, then I might go into it. But $1,000 to have... But how much off did you say?
25% off.
25% off. Yeah, I you know, for me, I think I would have to say shove it.
Okay, Michelle.
If I lived down there, I might have a different answer, but it's yep. just not something
that's true
that I would do right that's now. So I would have to say shove it as well.
Okay, I think just going down to travel, I think that has a lot to do with how you would see any of these. All right. Let's going back to Run Disney. Love it or shove it. Off it at the end of every race, a special buffet breakfast right there after you go through and get your medals. And if you have your pictures taken, if you get your goodies, a special buffet breakfast, a hot breakfast post-race, be it 5K, be it marathon, be it 10K, be it half. $50 per person. Love it or shove it, Michelle.
How's that different from race retreat? This, aside from the being a lot cheaper.
The race retreat is, I got to be careful here. The race retreat is, to me, a continental breakfast. This is a full-fledged special buffet breakfast that you would find typically in any resort. Okay, I'm talking hot stuff.
Okay.
I'm talking fruit. I'm talking coffee. I'm talking juice. I'm talking bacon, eggs.
Are you talking?
I'm talking.
Yeah, he's talking about it.
Everything. So something that you would see at Cape May breakfast, Trails End, things like that. Not your basic continental breakfast that you see at.
Okay.
Okay?
It would depend on the race that I was doing, but if I was doing the marathon or the goofy, I would definitely love it.
The other thing is that this is only $50 a person.
Yeah, $50.
Race Retreat is like
What would we say in Massachusetts?
$50.
It's a bargain.
It's a bargain.
Yeah.
Chris, love it or shove it, Chris.
I love it if it were offered sort of. I'm trying to think how this would logistically work because, you know, like you said, Race Retreat is before and after. You get, you know, a warm place to be. Yeah, I would say love it. I think it's a good thing. You know, I don't know how many people would partake. Most people want to just get home and shower or whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think if it was offered, I think people would definitely buy into it. I mean, people are always buying food afterward or grabbing something somewhere. So a full breakfast there for people might be a good thing. So,
I really appreciate it after the marathon, being able to sit down and just chill.
You did that one time with Lynn and a whole bunch of people.
I think, Chris after too.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
You are so busy today.
Love it or shove it.
Yeah.
What would you think if Disney started refurbishing all the restaurants so that there were special booths that would offer charging posts to charge your cell phone? So, for instance, you would be able to sit in a booth and there would be four charging ports that you could charge your cell phone or iPad or whatever you had. The catch? It would be a $5 surcharge per table for this convenience. Love it or shove it, Chris?
I would say for any, let me get it straight. So you could go into any restaurant. They would all have these charging ports. If you so deemed to pay the $5 service charge, you could charge all of your devices.
Yes.
For $5, right? I mean, that's the whole thing. Yeah. I think, you know what? People are always searching for plugs and for ways to do these things. It's, I mean, look, people moan at first, but if, you know, like my family, everybody's got a cell phone with them and they're all burning out throughout the day, to have a place that you could just charge it. In the middle of the day or whatever, I think, yeah, definitely, I would pay the $5. So, yeah, I love it.
I don't know if I have to even ask Michelle.
Yeah, I think you're going to be surprised.
What?
I would say shove it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if Chris knows, but I know you know my philosophy about cell phones and dining.
But
I am very much against them. I just, I think they're... I understand that it would get you ready for being in the parks, but I just think cell phones should be put away while you're eating, and I think that there are a lot of other really easy ways to charge your phone. I have hyper block or whatever. I don't know what the name of my little battery, but I don't feel a need
battery
for it. I've never run out of charge there. So I just, to me, as the mom of a 20-something and a teen, they're always taking their phones out. I just feel like if we're on vacation, they should put their phones away, and another excuse to take it out is...
What if you said to them, you can charge it, but you can't look at it. You got to leave it alone. Just let it rest on the table.
Chris, you think that would happen?
You know, for some it would. Well, maybe not.
You just say that. Lay the law down. That's no... I'm sorry.
No.
I don't think it's an invitation to take your phone out. I think it's just an invitation to charge it. I mean, you know, like we take iPads or hell, anything. You know, you have, people have their cameras and they need to charge the battery. Well, you know, it would all be the same thing.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, that's true.
Like it's a charging station for whatever you need to charge.
Right.
Moving on.
Yeah.
There's more.
I think you make good points.
I think you'll both say love it with this one. This one is sort of a slam dunk. This is called Goodie Box Coupons. Love it or shove it. Over the course of every year, for instance, for 2018, Run Disney would offer 1,000 free registration coupons. These coupons would be hidden randomly in the goodie box that we get at the end of the race.
Huh. Like a golden ticket? Willy Wonka?
Right. So you open it up and, gee, is there a coupon for a free registration for a race? You know? But here's the catch. These would be special boxes that would be given only to those people who do multi-race challenges on a race weekend. Love it or shove it. The whole idea here is that Disney wants to encourage people to do more multi-race challenges. Love it or shove it. Chris, you first.
You thought we were going to both say love it, right?
Yeah.
No, I think I'm going to say shove it, and here's why. I think a lot of, I remember the Year of a Million Dreams, and everybody loved the idea that something special would happen. I remember so many people saying that they were really disappointed that they didn't get anything or it didn't happen for them. And I think when you sort of do a promise like that where you may win something, it always makes more people upset than happy. And so I think that you have the more likelihood of getting people angry that I spent all this money and they made a promise that I might get a free registration, and then they get angry and then it kind of turns them off. So in my world, I think I feel like it would be a shove it.
Michelle?
Well, I got three times I got things from A Year of a Million Dreams. So they were very minor things, but it was really fun. I'm not sure about this one, and the reason I'm not sure is because I don't see what the benefit to run Disney is, and I think there has to be a benefit for them. Do you think that it would entice people to buy more registrations or to do more multi-day races?
I think so.
I think it would be kind of fun. You know, I think it would be fun to open up a box, and I think it might put some pressure on the volunteers.
But they don't
know.
People
open the boxes and there's nothing there. I don't know. That part worries me, having been a volunteer. I'm kind of on the fence with this one. I think it's interesting, but I think that idea might need to be developed.
You know, you could say that every box gets a special code, and then when you get back to your room, you go to this website and you plug in your code to see if you have a free coupon. Mm-hmm. You can do that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get away from Run Disney now. Let's get back into the parks. So tell me, love it or shove it, Michelle, I'll ask you first. A new attraction in Disney Hollywood Studios. It's called the Disney Sing-Along, where the most beloved Disney songs of all time are shown to the audience, big letters up there with the cast of characters that sing these songs with them. The characters lead the audience in a sing-along. Disney sing-along, sort of like the Frozen sing-along, but it's all Disney now. Love it or shove it.
Well, I have to say that I went to the Frozen sing-along by myself. I was there during the summer, I think, or a vacation, I don't know. I was by myself that day, and I went and I thought, oh, this is going to be so sappy. I had the best time at that, and I don't even particularly like most of the songs from Frozen. But here's what got me. I was looking around the audience, and I saw three-year-olds, and I saw grandparents, and I saw parents, and everybody kind of just united in singing, and it just really touched my heart. So I would say, yeah, more of that would be awesome. I thought it was really, really sweet. I don't know that I would drag my kids to that because they're older, but I really enjoyed it. So, yes, love it. Chris?
Man, I was getting, like, I was at Shove It as soon as I heard it. And then hearing you talk about it, it made me realize I'm thinking about myself and I'm thinking about my kids, and there is no way my family is going to go do, you know, Disney karaoke. It's just not going to happen. But you're right. There are a bunch of little kids. You know, I remember when I took the little kids to Playhouse Disney when it was there, and I thought this is going to be the dumbest thing in the world. And the kids had such a good time, and, you know, they had all the stage work and the bubbles coming down. And so definitely for kids, I think it's a great fun event. So yeah, I'll give you a love it, but it just ain't for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next one I'm calling, well, I'm calling it cruise ship restaurants.
Uh-oh.
If you've ever been on a cruise ship.
Shove it.
No. Hear me out.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with being on a cruise ship. Okay. So what I want to say is that for those who are listening who have been on one of the Disney cruise ships, you know about the restaurants. You know how they have very special functions that go on during the meals. For instance, in Animator's Palette, the walls slowly turn color. And I believe, Michelle, and you please correct me, is it the Fantasy Garden where Crush talks with you?
No, that's Animator's Palette.
That's Animator's Palette too? Well, my point here is that there are restaurants on the cruise ships that are very, very special. They do things. It's a crazy, unusual, magical experience, and I think that we need that more in the theme parks. So I'm saying that they will take a cue from the cruise ships and do something with the restaurants in the parks or in the resorts and give them a little bit more character, let's say. Michelle? No, I'll go to Chris first. Chris, love it or shove it?
Okay, so I will say love it because right from the get-go, I love the idea of Disney plussing things. We seem to be in an era where they are minusing things. So any opportunity for Disney to bring back that magic of spontaneity or fun and exciting different things happening, something you didn't expect to happen or something that is beyond what's, you know, written into the bylines of, okay, you're going to go see this attraction or you're going to go to this restaurant and this is all you get, I'm all for. So I will say love it.
Michelle?
I think, you know, using the example of Turtle Talk with Crush, I think that is one of the most magical experiences. I just think the last time I was on a cruise with our friend Amanda and our friend Monica, we were just sitting at the table and Crush just came over and had a conversation with us. And it was just, you know, we're three adults. It was just so fun. I would love it if families could experience that. I don't know what percentage of visitors from Walt Disney World actually go on the cruises and see these things. But, you know, the interactive paintings that are on the cruises, the things like the restaurant turning colors might be tricky because it's a seating on the cruise versus, you know, the way that it happens in Walt Disney World where people are constantly coming in and out. But I think there's enough stuff to spread around. You don't have to just keep it for one experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, love it.
Okay. Moving on.
Wow.
He's got a billion of them.
Yeah.
Okay. We all know that in January there is a this does involve cruise ships. So I know what Chris is going to say.
Yeah, right.
So we have the Castaway Key Challenge, which is in January. What if they offered that Castaway Key Challenge for every race weekend? So you would have one for the Princess, for the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend, for the Light Side. Is it the Light Side in April or the Dark Side?
The Dark Side's in Florida.
Right. Dark Side in Florida. I'm sorry. The Dark Side in Florida. And then you've got Wine and Dine. So at the end of every race, you get on a cruise ship and you go Castaway Key and you get a special Castaway Key Challenge medal for that particular race weekend. Let's see, who goes first?
Well, Chris won't go on a cruise. So
let's go with Chris first. It'll be a short
cruise.
Think of everybody now.
Well, no, here's the thing. Beyond the fact that I don't like cruises, is the fact that the expense that you'd be paying now to go on this cruise ship after a theme park and a Disney race, and then you get a 5K, it just seems like it's a very high cost to outcome ratio. So, and beyond the fact that I don't want to go on a cruise ship, so it's a shove for me, but I don't know if it's worthwhile for everybody.
Okay.
Michelle.
Sounds like you're on the fence. Go ahead. Michelle. I'm not saying you do all four in one year.
Right. No, I think, again, more options for people because calendars are weird and people have vacations and not vacations. I think more options would be good. I think that it could be watered down to a point where it isn't special anymore, but I think overall they do a 5K anyway on Castaway Key for every cruise, so might as well make it connected to a race weekend.
Okay, moving on. This is the last one, okay? So, love it or shove it, the return of an Epcot daytime parade. So, I am saying 2 weeks, two weekends following the close of Flower and Garden, we see the return of the Tapestry of Nations Parade. And that parade runs pretty much the whole summer until 2 weeks before Food and Wine begins, because you've got kiosks that have to come around World Showcase. So, Love It or Shove It, Michelle. Oh, bring back Tapestry of Nations for the summer.
Any Epcot parade, but that was really fun. Love it. Don't even want to think about it anymore than that.
Wow.
Love it.
Christopher?
Hmm. Yeah, I'll give it a love it just because the idea of seeing a parade in Epcot would be kind of something special.
Did you ever see Tapestry of Dreams?
I did.
I did not.
Oh, I know you did.
I did. I actually sat in, I forget where it was, at Germany, because I got to see it coming out and actually going in. I actually sat in a bench with a woman whose daughter was in there for Tapestry of Dreams. So that ends Love It or Shove It. So I have one last question first to Chris.
Mm.
Regarding Love It or Shove It, do you love it or would you shove it?
I love it. I think it's fun. Any kind of chance we get to kind of do some games like this, I like. So I love it, Mike. Good job.
Michelle, love it or shove it?
This is very much like what it's like hanging out with Mike Scopa. Always a game for everything. Yes. Yes, love it. Thank you very much for all your hard work on this.
Now, the question is, will any of these come true? We'll have to find out. Yeah. We want to encourage all our listeners who have been listening and along with us, and we thank you very much, to comment on all of these in on Facebook page as the conversation continues, and tell us if you like this kind of show. And we'll try to do more of them, more games. Maybe we'll bring on a special guest to help us do that. And I think it'll
be
fun.
We tried to bring on a special guest, but he's sick.
Yes, very sick. But so we'll be doing that in the future. So for Chris Aliopoulos and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.